We'll start.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, Carol Aloshin, Kamesh Gogol Protius, Torah Time, thank the Eibush himself, supposed to be Mezaka the Rabbi. I can't tell you enough how Limud HaMusar, you can't replace it, right? I heard b'shem Rabbi Avigdor Miller. Musa Bespilus is number one. His bininess is number two. I had a sickle issue, and I saw the Musa Bespilus is not. So I started trying his bininess. It's gewaldig. Bininess, you think into something, you get it straight, you'll lick the Yetzirah. Think a lot. His bininess. But Rabbi Miller says that number one is Musa Bespilus, you know, and it certainly is. If so, your life you spend, unless you learn Musa, you can talk and talk and talk, it's helpful, but it's not the same. You hock yourself a cup not to be afraid. Say it many, many times. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And while you have the issue in front of you, keep repeating it. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. That's Musa. That's the real, real Musa. Don't be afraid. Sweet and niggins. Repeat, repeat. You're coming into a crowd. You feel like repeat again and again. You have to keep. Let me tell you, I used to watch the Bali Musa of Halperin Zatzal. He was always steaming in it. He was always breathing it. He was just finished with a seder, and he was still going strong. It's like the car. You put the car off, but the engine's still moving. That's the impression I got to be the real Bali Musa. They put time and kriches. Whatever they said, I covered a lot of and keep repeating it into your system. And again and again and again, I covered a lot of nothing is like Musa Bespilus. A little bit here, a little there, whatever you could. The whole day is different.
You think you make up your own words even?
Make up your own words. 100%. 100%. I heard this once from Geshen. They once had up Sir Bitzel Petterberg, had up as a whole. Forgot. He just repeated the same shtickle that made fun of the problem. And that was it. And they repeated it and repeated it. Reb Geshen didn't remind. He was so brainwashed in the greatness of Musa Bespilus that he used it constantly. And because he was able to use it because people are brainwashed. Everyone's brainwashed. We are mostly brainwashed that COVID is your life. COVID is everything. Talking about Orthodox Jews with beards, with Hasidim, with Litvakis. COVID is everything. You want to speak to some Hasidim? You know how many Hasidim we have? I speak to some guys, you know, he just finished, he just did this, you know, this guy's, I'm this, you're that. Everybody's into COVID. You know, we are, without saying anything, that's what you're all about. The way you get dressed, it's a war. To fight that stuff is not easy. It's a lifetime job. You're not even, I don't know how much you're expected to. But the more you do it, the more menuchas ha-nefesh you get. The more relaxed. Tachos ha-chamudais! Zek b'chayus ha-vavus. It's not the gift. They love you, they hate you. Tachlis achamudas, you love me, you hate me, you this, you that. It drives you up a wall. Every move, yeah, I'm sitting here. If some guys move out in the middle, you gotta see the stress of anybody, except for Navarnik. Half the other could walk out in the middle and they just, I went to Atrebeza, he was giving a vod, middle of the vod, a couple of guys walked out, he looked like he's, nothing happened. Like, ooh. He didn't see it. It went over his head. They prided themselves with that. They were always big into that. Like, who cares? So what? Didn't mean anything to them. They put a lot of time in Kirkus. The Musa Bespilus, how happy you are. But you got to keep repeating. You got to do it. It's a lifetime job. It's all the time. And you know what it does to you? It lifts you. Because you're higher. You're not in the garbage can like everyone else is. We're all in the garbage can. I just got to see the Kedusha. Did you see that? Their whole eyes are on me, and they're all watching me step up. And I'm going to start making the bracha, and everyone should hear me. You're crazy. Your life, you are a shadow of everyone else. You don't count. You don't have your own. You're not there. You're just a product of people around you. What do they see? What say? What do they think? With the graves that I saw in Vilna, that had pictures of the people in the Jewish cemetery stamped on the grave or done well, with rosy cheeks. The guy's dead, sugar, you're dead. You smell a mile, your alibi is still smelling. You're a bunch of bones, you're out of it. Your neshama's up there, it's been, no. How, what does he do that for? Who cares? And time and curses in the kids. So I want daddy to be remembered with his rosy cheeks that he probably never had those. But they put it on to make him look good. I remember Shagetz was never killed. He was a next door neighbor of ours. What was his name? Forgot Tim? No. Still a guy, he was hit. He was hit by off-duty cop. And he was never dead. And they were talking about it, relatives or our neighbors. Those days, Goyim were all over, we didn't have any Jewish. So, and the way they talked about, this is what I heard, they put them up, but good. Put on his best suit, and they put on the cheeks, they spent time, a whole job. How are you supposed to die? Die, see what he looks like, in death, see? Made him look good. They all feel proud. The brothers, we did a good job on our brother. And he wasn't a normal person, I understand. But what's the difference? I don't think he ever got married. He was killed. And it was over. He wasn't even that old. But the way people are so, it's sickness of COVID. What will he say? And he say, what are you wasting your energy on this stuff? When the whole world got to see you and know about you and hear about you. You made it to the newspaper. You made it. What'd you make? You say one or main. You made everything. You know what one bracha is? Shemayim. Oh. Now you're talking business. We're real. So belt is unfortunately, it's Rachmanis. Man is so much involvement in COVID, how it destroys. I'm better, you're better, he's better. What it makes people tight in the sugar. Of course you need it, of course the steig, but it's a different story. How much freedom I feel when I learn Musa Bespilus. When I talk, it's not bad. What I'm saying now, it does, it has benefit. You don't make away with it. But it's second best by far. You keep repeating with a niggin. I'm not afraid of these nutcases. I'm not saying you should talk like that. Some people should. Definitely. These Titan Mishagayim that are scaring me. Who cares what they think? You have to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. Of course you have to have an Ruach HaVeira. You have to respect people. But it's survival. It's like, without. You don't work on that. It's Rachmanis. Your whole life. The stress. The bigger you are, the more stress you have. The more covered you for you. The bigger, if you're famous, oh boy, you're in trouble. Because now, you have to live up to this, to the reputation they're giving you. Oh, you're a winner. Now you better stay like that. They once gave a compliment about you. Oh boy. They said, I'm a Geschmacker guy. I better stay Geschmack. They said this is a full house, right? Better stay full or else I'm dead. Yeah, you're all shaken up to hold on to the covet that they gave you. It's covet. Yeah, that's important, A lot of people. Oh, but it's Zikir Ram. Yeah. We know. It's covet. Yeah, Zikara, okay, but I'm not going to wait with that. But when someone else has a full house, it's also covered Shemayim. You know, the Ibis is getting nachas. So are you happy? No? Why not? It's Zikaram. Zikaram. Oh, but it's me. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Look, you're only human. You can't knock yourself all day. I only say this to make things easier. When you see how ludicrous it is, the cover, the shviga, does not like the way my tie. Tragedia. Now, well, put on a different tie. What do you care? That's the truth. What do you have to look for trouble for? But people are so stressed. So stressed and all covered. Everything can be traced. I had someone on the phone recently. I said, should I change your way of thinking? People having aggravation from kids, men, women. And they have real aggravation. They cry on the phone left and right. They're all crying. And first, I respect them. I tell them that's a true father and mother. I really care. The kid's not so the way they should be. That's a good, caring parent. Oh, I mean that. But you want to get sick? You want to keep crying and go around? They're not the same ever since their son, you know. Since that happened, they're not the same. Ay, the aggravation. Ay, what they expected of him, and look what became of him. Ay. What's the ay? You know what they'll do to you in a Vardic? They'll laugh their heads off. Well, what's, you lost some covered, Nebuchadnezzar. You know, Rabbi Miller, he once spoke, he said, see, you weren't so much leader with your kids, you have yourself. Rabbi Kreis used to say, Ich bin eichet am Amas Akint. I'm also a mother's baby. What do you think I am? I'm also be some yourself, big Phil, so you're kidding. What about me? 90% of all that pain is covered. 90%! It's all covered, I think more than 90%. When another kid, the neighbor's kid's off the derech, you're rising clear, well, Nabach, they didn't know what they do, you know, they're messed up, but my kids are good. Where's he covered Shemayim? You're so worried about the Abish to having people that aren't so, where's you? It's all covered. What are you getting all the, don't get so stressed out. All you're looking for is covered, and covered is stupid. You don't get a mitzvah for that. Now, I will say you do get a mitzvah for that before you hit Mandel. How do you get a mitzvah? You have an aggravation, and there's a lot of your Shemayim and your concern, your worry. Never put yourself down. Tonight, couple, whoever hears me, don't you dare do that. Yitzhara, you had aggravation, and you got hurt. You're going to get Olam Haba for that aggravation. And keep having aggravation. Until you'll wind up who knows where. I'm joking. I'm just trying to have a little sanity. The Nevadic attitude is let's see through it. What's the real cause? Now, you're not supposed to make a bitter amidus. It's going to get you depressed. If it's going to make you happy, go for it. If it's going to make you depressed, stay the way you are. I am panim l'tayra. For every inch of aggravation that you have, Hashem will reward you. The Shemra Muna brings down in Muran Tainus, that Tana HaChalisha Sadas, he was davening, Hashem didn't answer him, HaChalisha Sadas, because of the HaChalisha Sadas, boom, he started getting rain and everything. Chalisha Sadas is great, but we don't look for that. We look for a happy life. And the Vardigas are steel. I cannot describe to you how these people responded to the worst tragedies in the human universe. Reb Gershon Lieberman went through 5 years of Nazi Holocaust. What he didn't see, the way they tortured his own, what he didn't see. And how did he walk around like the happiest person that ever lived? How did that happen? He was batsam, happy, he was strong, he was powerful. 5 years of Ganem, he walked in his prison clothes in Bergen-Belsen. They said, who, is anybody here? We have a guna problems over here. You take care of that. He says, no, I don't do that stuff. I build yeshivas. You want to help me out? They found a building, and he told me himself, anybody want to eat? You got to learn. So he got a whole yeshiva together. But after a while, they decided It's not worth it. Rather not eat. He started losing half his customers. Started numb. It was a joint. He gave him food, whatever. But his life was a different world. He lived for the Eibishter. Happiest people are those that live for the Eibishter. Now, we got to work on that. What could we do except for work? My not-so-humble opinion is every single from Jew in our generation is Kodesh Kadashim. After I said, when the war went on in Israel, it was getting worse and worse, when I opened up my big mouth and I said, no way, every single Yid is Kodesh Kadashim. The guys that are not from Tinnish and Itbis. No, sorry, right afterwards there was a ceasefire. I got that seat. That was my first. Okay, I want to take credit for that. I made the ceasefire. By the way, if you davened extra hard that day, I'd like you to get credit too. But I have to do my thing and you'll do yours. Well, I got credit. I made the ceasefire. Pleasure to see you. So, I made the ceasefire because I told the Yevishter, they're all tzaddikim. No, and I'm saying in the stolen Hasidim, there's still a couple of, they had Nisim Goyim. He says, since the Baal Shem HaKodesh, there was never such a nest. There were 10 people on the critical list. First of all, there were 30 kids, 30, 60. They came in, they made a tish in Beitar. In Beitar, they made a tish for Rabbaron Kalina's Yartzeit, I believe. So they made it 4,000 Hasidim with it, and enrolled 30 wheelchairs with 30 guys and crutches, and they'll be all right. That's what they say. They'll all be okay. Bezer Hashem. Nisim Goyim. How many 800 Bachrim were there on the bleachers? They fell, and so many Nisim and Nisim because the Eibush still loves the Kalina Hasidim. They're the best Hasidim in the world. I paskin. That's because the Rebbe's a tzaddik. There's nothing like him. They're so good people. They're such heilige people. The more I say nice things about the Kalina Hasidim, the more the situation is improving. And the more I care about other Jews, the more Hashem cares for me. I have negias. If I care for others, Hashem cares. What's wrong with it? My Rebbe once told me this. Make a business. Have negias. So what? Have negias. I'm going to thank you, Hashem. Now I'm expecting. Chavisavov says not to do that. What do you mean? You're thanking only because you want to get something. But, Shane, if you do it, so you do it. As long as you're thanking. Anyway, so I want to say nice things about holy Jews. So, 6 of them had miraculous. One of them, they said, since Baal Shem HaKodesh, from Baal Shem to me. I was probably behind that, my first sense. I want to take credit for that one. I had in mind, I gave my Olam. We stuck up for the Kalina Chassidim. They're the best people in the world. You know, the Gera, one of the Geras here, Gera means they're good because the Geras are good. They're the most similar to Nevadik is Gera. They got along great. Reb Gershon told me this. They're very good because, whatever it is. They're similar in other, they're pretty similar to Lakewood. They learn a lot, these Nevadigas, anyway. But, so what happened? So what were we saying? They said, those were killed. I heard my Shver, Zechanya Levracha. The Hungarians get together. They're very close. They are the sweetest people. Hold that, open that door. I want my wife to hear this one. Is the door open? I want my wife to hear what I'm saying about the Hungarian people. They produced my wife. That was the best thing they ever did, was produce my. Can somebody please open? I want my wife to hear it. Is somebody taping that? It's sending up. Anyway. So the Hungarian Jews are the warmest, sweetest, most beloved people in the universe. I'd like to make some fun of them now that I said something nice. Now let's have some fun. I'm joking. Anyway, I'm joking. Chas v'shalom. The Satmar Rebbe used to make jokes about different. I know a story. Rabaran was not such a joker, I was told, but he also could say a thing here and there. 100%. They kid around, they don't mean bad. They're allowed to do it. Us guys, I'm not so sure. Don't make no jokes, you might mean it. You're making jokes of Stephen or Hungarians, you know, watch out. You might be... So, you meant that? Anyway, so, but the Hungarians, they get together. They're so close to each other. They, in Los Angeles, they got together. Cholamoid Pesach. That's when they were, got out of the Russians came and the Nazi, it was over. The war was over. They were freed from the concentration camp. So they all, one lady, Langis and Stag Tandekis, holy Jews, those Hungarians. And my Shver. So one of these ladies remarked, should I imitate the Hungarians? I'm the only one left from their whole family, just me. So my Shver says, oh, that's so nice. So what do you think you are? Like you're the guns that, you are the pride of the family. Uh-huh. You want to know the truth? Hitler took the best. He left over. He didn't say that. But he said he had a brother. I should have had a brother. He said, my brother was better than me. And Hitler took him. He took the best people, Hitler, Yamach Shemai. So don't go around saying, I'm the only one left from the whole family. So therefore what? Therefore, you think you're looking down at everybody else. The Geras are into that. The Geras, and he started crying, my Shver. I was a holy Jew. So, anyway, the Geras, they say, oh, you're the guy that they didn't kill. Uh-huh. The guy that they killed was probably the Tzaddik. So you, they never had to leave over. Because people have a tendency to look down. The Perlier speaks about it. You got to watch out with that stuff. You don't look down at nobody. You don't know what's going on at all. Don't you dare. Well, they, it's a punishment. Ooh, are you serious? It's a punishment. It's a punishment. Anyway, you have to be very careful with these. You eat Zahara's on your case. And don't do it to yourself either. Don't. You know how many people have told me on the phone, Rabbi Mandel? I know. It's all my fault. Hashem is punishing me. Whatever. You know what this happened just recently? Unbelievable. This guy gets on the phone and he describes his, they're afraid, they're having a lot of tzaras. And they're blaming it on the way they deal with business. It's unbelievable. And the guy's blaming himself because of business, I'm not so straight. And I hear the way the guy talked. He's a real Elah Chayit. So his wife is on the other end and says, lady, is this guy honest? She said, this guy doesn't know how to tell a lie. But he's out of it. That's the whole problem. He's a straight border. I saw her. He's Elch, like, and he's afraid, maybe in business. That's why Hashem is punishing me. People are so self-critical. They're overboard. You're not allowed to do none of that stuff. Don't get near it. You are gewaldig, and I paska like that. I'm going to start shepherding now. Get ready. The calm before the storm. I gotta get me now. Have to be interesting on Bissell. Especially a guy like me has got a lot of pressure to be interesting or to make good jokes. Because I'm not going to ever, Beis Hashem, tell over the horrific stories that I hear every single day. Not one. My wife never hears nothing. Come on, once. And I've got such gooky. So, you know, when people love this stuff, I could make a fortune if I'd write, when I'd write all the tzaras going on in this world, the view of them, all kinds of tzaras, there's always something new. I'll tell you one thing I will mention. I'm not going to say what happened. It's just not. Somebody took the vaccine and something happened. It was the worst. Just to die to know. I'm not going to go on a campaign against the vaccine. I don't do that stuff. But I'm just mentioning, those who are, they're saying, you know, and so I say, when you get a refuah, make sure it's going to be a refuah, not a makkah. We got a daven. You look at the guy, I said, the most horrific story I ever heard about anything, of anybody, was the person who took the vaccine. What happened to that person? The reaction was a Shrek Shinkamaya. And I'm not going to repeat what happened. They asked me for a bracha. It was, I can't describe it. Anyway, so I won't. So I can't be interesting. So I have to be interesting somehow. Now I'm going to say something. Now, first of all, I have a lot of, my nerves are skyrocketing. I had a kid on a ventilator a month ago. They gave me a check. They gave me, the family gave me a $100 check. What? That was it? That was you? That was you. You want to tell the story? Because I'm not sure what happened exactly. He was on something.
He couldn't breathe. His lungs weren't working.
Lungs weren't working, right? Right. Right.
And the next day they took him off, called
ECMO. ECMO, right.
And still on a ventilator, and a week later took him off the ventilator. And he came home last week.
That's my latest Mophis. So that's the one that, so, and they're a nice family. They left me a $100 check too. On the bubby. Anyway. So that's, so everybody heard the Mophis. So, that. So now, that, I'll tell you another mic. Just listen to this. This is not shy. This guy gets a hold of me, and his mom is going crazy. This happened 10 years ago. And he comes over to me. Rabbi Mendel, I'm dying. What's the matter? And he described the symptoms, like he was vomiting, and all different. And he says he read the book. He read the book that says that he knows exactly what he has. He has the name. He's very, you know, smart cookie. And he knows what it is. And it's progressively worse. And he talks to his wife. His wife wants nothing to do with him. Because all he talks about is, when should we have scheduled the Leviah? So he talks about what the Leviah is going to be. And who should we invite? Who's going to be the Maspidim? Okay, what are they going to say? That I was kidding around. But he was definitely discussing funeral arrangements. That's clear. That's the truth. Wow. There must be them. That I made up. Anyway, what are they going to say about me? By the way, my Leviah Rabbi Sai, while we're talking. While we're talking, may have had some shot. I'll be around a long time, Ezer Shem. I would appreciate if anybody has any problems what to say, I'll give you a whole bunch of stuff. What to say, how great I was. Anybody needs material, you know, to make it easy. I want to do a chesed for all of my students. I'll give them loads of stuff, my, you know, how great I am. You don't even know how big I am. So I'll give out all as much as they want. I'll get all the potential my students. But on my grave, first of all, I said what? I said, first of all, I said. What? What do you mean? Oh, dreams.
Yeah.
Dreams of my Leviah. Yeah, my Leviah was murdering. My Leviah. You're not going to meet. The whole world came to my Leviah. Everybody was crying their heads off. Even though I said, don't cry. It's a happy day. Anyway. But the, how could they manage without me? Such a tzaddik like me. Such a tzaddik. Ah, like me. Such a, where do you find a tzaddik like you, the Mandel? Where can you find? There's no one like me. I want to tell you, my Olam. You know, the Vilna Gaon says, Yaluch Hazar. Other people should praise you. V'loy Picha. Not you. Let them praise you. So the Vilna Gaon, that's Mishlei. Yaluch Hazar. V'loy, if they're not praising you, Picha. You praise yourself. So I'm kind of like this. My Hasidus is able to learn much more than any other Hasidus in the world. I'll tell you why. Because all Hasidim, part of their curriculum is you got to go to Tish, and you got to drink a Chaim together, Shevasach. Even though Hasidim have a whole, you have to get together and have fun. see this, the Rebbe makes a chassid and everybody gotta be there. And, you know, see this has a whole, there's a lot of things going on. I see them. One of the things that goes on is they praise the Rebbe. They're always talking about how great our Rebbe is. You know what our Rebbe does? Our Rebbe is this, our Rebbe. So that, look at this. They walk right away. They don't know how to stop. I don't know how to do it. Like, not nice guys, by the way. Anyway, so the Rebbe, so what, now my Siddus will not have any, you don't have to discuss the greatness of the Rebbe. I gotta save you a lot of time. I take care of that. I'm already mighty everybody. I see how great I am. I'm gonna talk about myself day and night so you can sit and learn. So it's good to join my Siddus. We have to learn much more. You have to talk how great that Rebbe is. I think that's my thing. That's the way I work. I saw a letter recently. They wrote about a tzaddik amiti. About a story about somebody. I related to that. I felt, tzaddik amiti, the real tzaddik. That's me. I'm very special, but I say that's the truth. All kidding aside, I'm very special. I don't mean it out to myself. I mean it out to cover that tail. Coming out to you, the belt has to know who I am. Coming out to you, every year you should know. What a dire zeicher to me. Wow. A dire zeicher to me. Is that something? Anyway, where am I up to? Who?
He's talking about Leviathan.
The mic is at the Leviathan.
The guy who's talking about his Leviathan. He's talking about Leviathan.
Right.
That was very sick.
Oh, this guy. Oh, yes. Oh, boy. Now he's talking about Leviathan. This is serious. He told me this himself. Well, within 2 months, because he had it all figured out. He had read up on his condition. And he knew. And everything was happening as planned. You know? Now, it got worse. Now, the next twist is now you can't do this anymore. Now you can't do that. And slowly but surely, you're dead. You know? He had it all figured out. I promise you, this is a true story. You tell me, his wife had to listen to all of this. She's, whatever, how she reacted to this. Anyway, so, and he's talking, well, it's okay, you can marry someone else. Whatever he told it is, it was Lebedik. And the kids, who's going to take care of the kids? Or this kid will be okay. He was in a different way. He told this to me. He says, listen to me. What do you want from me? And the guy was showing, as he was talking to me, he started coughing violently. You know, the symptoms were all over the place. I says, tell me, do you want me to sympathize with you and validate your problem? Or do you want me to pull you out of this? He says, no, I want you to pull me out of this. I says, I feel for you. It's very painful what you're going through. But if you want me to pull you out of this, I'm going to be a little nasty to you. Are you masking? He says, yeah, I don't care. You sure? Okay. Here goes. You're a toita meshugana. There's nothing wrong with you. You're off your rocker. I never saw such a nutcase in my life. What are you talking about? Divya, you made this up. This is all, yeah, and this. So who told you to read that stuff? What did you read that? So you read all of the Mishigas. Don't get near that. Now, this is true. I had a Zach that Hashem Yerachem. I know a little bit about it. One of the real Nisa diseases. And the doctor told me, in all probability, a few doctors told me, you got it. But he forbade me to read material on it. You read material on it. If you read this, you'll see what you're in for. You know, this is just the beginning stages. Shem Yerachim. So you know what I did? I went over to the doctor. I went to the biggest doctor. And this, I says, Doc, what's the best way? If I were my own brain, could I cure it? He says, 1,000,000%. This guy's an LCU, this doctor. He's a modern guy. A nice, very nice fellow. He's the number one man of that disease in the whole state. I went to him. I said, he was giving me steroids. Each one costed me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. He didn't want to tell me how much. Kendall Fush, though. And he just had some in the office, the pills that I would need. Yeah, with steroids, with this, with that. I says, Doc, myself, with Betachin, would that be the best way to go? He says, 1,000,000%. I was like, okay, that's enough. I walked out of the office. A month later, I was cured. I have no zecher of it. And it was on the test. I had it. Les Mandapoli. They had it, the local doctor in Lakewood try to be positive with me, but it didn't. He had to be maida. No, it's Yitaka habit. You know, whatever. So I was, but in a month, it was gone. I talked myself out of it. So I'm exempt. Don't bother me. You're looking for trouble, Mandel. I know you since you're a kid. You love to have something to quench about. I'm serious. That's what I mamish did that. I mamish believed it. And you go, what you're looking for, Danish can come. You keep saying it, your body listens, and you dive into the Tatin Shemayim, and you're cured. Very funny. So I told this guy, you're out of your mind. And you stop this carrying on. It's La Damza. And usually when I speak to people, I have a big, I'm very powerful. And as I talk, you feel better. Every single time they say, I already feel better. And so I said, that's part one. And you keep talking to me, I'll be finished with you. I once spoke to somebody for 4 hours, a mental case, a serious, serious bipolar that the whole family had to report to the Lakewood psychiatric ward. I spent 4 hours brainwashing this person. There's nothing wrong with you. And I asked the people in charge, does anybody ever get out of this place? There was 9 police cars. This person called me up. Rabbi Mendel saved my life. 9 cop cars because the family tried to destroy a member who was taking knives and doing it. It was a pacha naira. And my Rebbe, I went on whatever my Rebbe said I should do, I did. And I spent, it was there at Fishkov. I spent 4 hours brainwashing, you are well. I spent 4 hours. Now I asked the nurses involved, does anybody ever get out of this? Never. It's not, once you're here, if they got you here, there's a reason and it's over. I said, all right, we'll see about that. 36 hours later, they were discharged, and Adayim, they're not sure about the bipolar anymore. Because I brainwashed this person, you don't have bipolar. You're a great person. I went with self-esteem. I hope Dirosha spent 4 hours. And the Batachan, and how Batal, you getting out of here? Anyway, okay. If you keep it up. So this guy, I tried, but this guy's a tough customer. He says, at the end of the conversation, he took me for a ride somewhere on the way. I said, we can talk then. I was schmoozing him, yelling at him, you have nothing. At the end of the conversation, he tells me, and I says, you feel better? He says, worse than ever. And the next day, he gives me a call. I says, how you better now? I was davening, of course. Worse and worse and worse. I tell him, you got the wrong guy. I don't stop. Anybody gets in touch with me, I'm not going to let him go so fast. You are cured, and the Danish can cup, and you're not impressing me. I don't care what you say. It's all you talked it into yourself. Who tells you to read the book? You read the book, you start imagining whatever you imagine comes true. Stop a mess. Stop. You know too much. You know all this. It's right. It makes fun of him. Because what he'd be so smart for? You'd be a Tommy. Be. But I have it. I read all. You read all about it. And he came to me 3 days later. He went to the doctor. He is totally cured. The doctor found a clinicite, and he admitted to me, it's over. What happened? Now, either one of two things. Either he talked out nothing, or my positivism made it, turned it into nothing. That has happened many, 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 many times. Suddenly, it's a whole different thing. Suddenly this, suddenly that. It's all in the cup. You can take a, you know, see your Rebbe, a lot of stories. The Rebbe says, take a retest. You know, when they take a test by me, they're going to take another test. I said, between this test and the next, Harvan Batachan, and watch, it's going to disappear. It happens all the time. Anyway, that's one of my latest mifesim. Had another one. It's Kedai to tell over in Nervai. I promised this guy 4 years ago. His son was wrecking his house. The son, the whole family, used to come to the house. The family was terrorized by this 14-year-old teenager. He used to come home. He was dangerous. They wanted to arrest him. Whenever he came to the house, the kids were traumatized. They needed therapy because this 14-year-old monster was destroying the father, the mother, and the whole family, killing them all. He calls up Mandel. Mandel tells him he's going to be just the opposite. 4 years later, he calls me up. That boy, remember him? He is the sweetest masmid. They love him. When he's not home, the family misses him, but he's such a masmid. When he walks in the house, it's that lichtig. How did that happen? The talking. You can do the same thing. Then I know he's going to get better, baloney. I take my chances, and it always works. Okay, now I'm going to get a little bit nasty. There's going to be a meeting this Tuesday. And where's our Shtibel? Where is the Vardigish Shtibel? It's Amunis Yisrael. Where is that? What? 18 East 8th Street, this Tuesday, 10:30. We're going to get together and discuss Kirev Rechakim. I was finally, the day I says, Eibishta, I want someone to come over to me with money. I asked for money, I had a reason, although usually you don't do that. The money comes. I had a reason, I want money. Who's going to help me get things moving? It's time to build Kiryat Navardik. We're going to start turning over the world. We're going into Kirev. Now, if anybody wants to come, you're invited to come this Tuesday. Now I'm going to tell you something about Kirev. Whatever it is, I want you to know that what happened in Eretz Yisrael is a little bit, you know that Elul is coming. And by us, the Vardig is, Elul is the most exciting time of the year. It's the most delicious experience. Doing tshuva is so pleasant. The Yitzchak Kain used to scream about that a lot. Doing tshuva's gishmak. The Welt is so often. They think, Reb Nassim say they think tshuva's a bear. Do what you can. Just start. Just make a record. I like to write. Okay, I do this. Let's try that. Let's try this. Psychologically, it does so much for you. Just write down all your chesroinus. Write down all the possible solutions. And don't make too many kabbalas. Just keep working on it. The Eibishter will do the rest. You'll become a new person. You don't become a ganz new, but you're trying. It's all then daven and to find. The main tshuva in my books is you didn't thank enough. Not enough besimcha. You didn't have enough ice cream. 2 years ago, the Elul, the official tshuva of my Elul was, the Elul has not eaten enough ice cream. And I met people two, three years later who I never met in my life. They live in Israel, live here. Mandel, because of you, you want to see my freezer stacked with ice cream. I brainwashed everybody. You got a tshuva, you got to be more happy. The tshuva is more simple. All right, whatever we're going to do with our tshuva. Reb Nosson's tshuva was, the last years, he says he's afraid they'll never let him out of Gehenna because he didn't build a kotel in every single city that Jews live. And his style was not to do Kirev Dafka. His style was to build a yeshiva. They'll come to you. You used to learn a Damalul at night. It wasn't like so heavy, but you had to move out of Lakewood. That was the Shita. I never listened. He tried to get me out. Reb Shneur tried to get me out. The Jacobs tried to get me out. They were talking to the wall. Who did go out? Yechidim. It wasn't the thing. Who goes out? I don't want to say anything bad about anybody who doesn't go out. I think they're all Tzadiki Hador. There's nothing wrong with them. Before I say another word, I paskin. The entire door is kshedim. I want to be ma'ed of something. Now, when I heard about what happened in the Lag BaOmer, happened in Stalin, what happened, the rockets flying, suddenly kids, people getting killed, and people in Nebuchadnezzar hospitals, and this doesn't work anymore, this bone is already not, that's that, and the horrors of the tortures of physical pain. I once had a boy who was in my class way back. A sweetie, I loved him to pieces. So just this guy. He was in eighth grade already. I'm a fourth grade rebbe. He fell off a bike. and he messed up his pancreas. And I visited him in the hospital, and this was him. That's what, and with all the painkillers, it was a shek. It ate me up. I couldn't deal with it. I got together a minyan. I remember it was a Friday. I got together a minyan, and there was, he's getting operation on Friday. Thursday night, I get that minyan. I get that minyan. I scream my head off. I says, Eibishter, I want that boy well. And when I was so, I wasn't shy. I did a couple of pratim. We covered the Indian, but vaza yourself a little bit, doesn't hurt. And the next day, Nisim Gloim, they were petrified of that operation because the pancreas is not a simple matzah. You don't just patch up a pancreas. It's slippery. Joe, I don't know. The type of Aver and his condition, just getting to it could kill the kid. It was Nisim Gloim because I had tremendous pain for the kid. And I said, we must do something. It's killing me. Then once my Rebbetzin had Yanamachla, Rebbe Isa's wife, I went berserk. We got a minyan together Thursday night. I used to do this regularly. Minyan Thursday night. I have a whole system that's very powerful. You do it a certain time, a certain way you do it, and you have Nisim. And she had Nisim. But I was in a lot of pain because of her matzah. When someone's in physical pain, it's rather one of the guys. His wife had Yanamaisa, and he told me privately that he had, the 10 people came for one thing. He said he had his wife in mind. She had a total turnaround the next day. One time I got together for two different issues, and where Stalin is, that same place where Stalin used to be, Unas Yisrael, I got 30 in the light, 15 for each issue. Somebody was going to leave my school and was not good for whatever. Was a whole. And then the other thing, a friend of mine's father was very sick. I got 30 people together. Two different issues. We got them together. We stormed the heavens. And then we put down a list. The Bel Yishvei Nidir Refuah Shleima, the Tashu Rebbe Nidir Refuah Shleima. 10 names. At the end of that hour or two, we gave the saying. He said, Duns tell him, I think. The Nisim Guluyim. Rabbi Yishvei had a major improvement. Tosha Rebbe had a major improvement. Everybody got better. I've had a lot of siyata shmaya with these things. I don't just say tillim. I say tillim with amuna. This is going to work. I don't just say tillim. This is going to work. How couldn't it? And we say the simcha. We say tillim with a simcha. This is working. That's for sure. That's the way you say tillim with betachin. A tefillah of a Baal B'tochen is a totally different tefillah. Ramchal speaks about it. With simcha, no crying. You can cry also. But the main thing is that basically you're besimcha. I've had nisim, Gluyim left and right. Anyway, for sick people, if a person never put on tefillah in his life, or Shabbos, or Yom Tov, and he's Jewish, you have any idea what kind of pain his neshama is going through? Do you know what Gehenna he's going through right here? And he's going through Gehenna anyway, because people who are not religious today, it's a hard life. You know what's going to happen to him in the next world? Now, I spoke to the biggest Talmidim of Rav Aaron. The biggest of the big. The mayor of Rav Aaron. All the best, but the biggest, they were screaming at me. You need Askoma for this? Pekuach Nevesh! These people's lives, Zika, Rabin, Pekuach Kirib, I'm in the Kirib, I'm not in the Kirib. I want to tell you, I once read an article during the Nazi Holocaust. It was a guilt, it was sort of like a sort of, it's not so, it's, somebody wrote, there was some Tiger Yidin there, these young Aguda Americans. My father, Mike Tress, I don't know if you heard of these people, Gershon Kranzler. They were the local, that's all Klal Yisrael had, those few yeshiva bachurim. And they were working, they say, Gedolei Yisrael were in cars on Shabbos. Because, wow, that's all, they had to save Klal Yisrael. The biggest Gedolei. They found, they were Michal Shabbos, they were screaming, they were going with sugar. Yidna, being tortured by Nazis every second, how can you sit still? The urgency, and this guy wrote, I think it was a Jewish Observer, those days, that's all we had, Jewish Observer. Today, it's not around anymore. Today, we have other magazines, but it was very Chashev Zach, Jewish Observer. And this guy wrote how he felt guilty that we didn't do enough. How it ate him up alive. But remember, we fought at this, and we fought at that. The whole article was so, it was tear-drenched. Yidden are being killed by Nazis, and you're sitting and eating sugar-frosted flakes. You know, they felt so guilty. And these were the best people we had, who went all out for these things. And they felt, you look back, you know, what? Where were you when people were in that book? Well, I have to. I'm studying and learning. Maybe learning's helping. Rabban Kotler was flying all over the world, and he was chaperoning. Oh, Gedolei Yisrael, why aren't you doing anything? When Yidden were dying, what do you mean? I'm not saying Shita Sahina Heh. I know Rabban for sure was going wild, and all the Gedolei Yisrael was not shyach. Where were you? What were you doing? You just said, well. He's doing it. We don't have to do it. Okay. Why am I saying this? We're dealing with a Churban Neira. And the matzav that's going on by Klal Yisrael's Neira. We would compare a Gashmiyastika. A Gashmiyastika pain you relate to. Ruchnius we don't relate to. We don't chop what's going on with us. Rachmanis! Every Jew that doesn't have a Shabbos. What Rachmanis, the suffering of his neshama. He never tasted a pear at all. Or once, a Lubavitcher got a hold of him. He put one time. He's in the garbage. What's going to happen in the next world? You know, the belt says, Einus Rachman and Patre. Abishan Yachsonis is an ish. You got to be Patre. Who knows where they're heading? It's such a Rachmanis. Thousands of Jewish Neshamas. I've heard this from Byron's biggest Talmud. He was screaming at me, of course, do anything you can. Therefore, whoever comes to that meeting on Tuesday, 18 East 8, after Maariv, after 10:30-ish, you come there, the Abish is going to remember that. At least you show some caring. I have experience. I once was invited. I'm so machshib. What I just said now, to me, is not a joke. I don't care what happens. I just said something. I showed an interest. In Shemaim, they're going wild. Somebody cares. Whoever's listening to this, somebody cares. You know what that this does to you? It puts you right away together with Mordechai, with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the leaders. The leaders are those who care. That made you a leader. You cared for Klal Yisrael. You showed an interest. So the schus, I'll tell you what happened to me once. There was a whole tumult about making new, they're going to make new wedding halls in Lakewood. There was supposed to be luxury types of stuff. And would have upgraded, you know, would have caused problems. So I spoke to big people in Yerushalayim. They said, I gotta do something about it. And I didn't do much. I made 2-3 phone calls, and that was the end. But I showed an interest, and I walked around, and I told them that I asked Shilas, what should I do? What could I do? Am I the one to do it? That week, I read the Ated. There were 2 new wedding halls opened up in Yerushalayim. That was specifically low-key to save people money. That week, the week that I saw right away. If I'm talking about helping Jews, Jews are being helped as I talk. Doesn't mean I should stop, but it's Gevaldig Achshivas. Maybe still helping. And by the way, I want to repeat. So nobody knows. Rashkia said about himself, he's afraid he'll never get out of Gehenna. You're afraid for Yom HaDin? I check this again and again. You know what Yom HaDin's all about? What do you do for Klal Yisrael? How about, you didn't dive in a half hour a day and cry your heart out for Klal Yisrael? Why am I into this? I speak to, okay. I count, yesterday I probably spoke to 50 people in one day. I'm talking about Friday. Must have had 50 phone calls. They call me up from all over the world. There's no suffering. I must have spoken to 5,000, 10,000 people just in the list or whatever. At least 50% of those people, if they would be involved, if they'd be out some shliach out in your huppets, helping Jews say goodbye to your self-esteem problems, bye to your shalom bias problems, By the problem with kids, Rav Aaron gave a bracha, your kids will be fine. You're going to be a different person, a different mazel. But everyone's running over to you and asking you for aitzes, and they need you. And till now, everybody knows how to learn more than me. Now, you're the good life door in this yopin place over there. You know what it does psychologically for a person? These people don't, but people are afraid that they can't do it because they're not fit. Look, I'm one of them. Who am I? Make a jump. Who does these things? So they don't do it. They become molasses, like Mendel Rabinowitz used to say. You turn into molasses and you sit till 120 years. You come to the next one. Now, look, Rabbi Isaac, please remind me. I don't mean what I'm saying. I'm just saying it to be as I, when you come to the next world. The Vilna Gaon says, they're going to ask you, they're going to show you movies of some gewaltig chashev yid. And they're going to say, who's that? They say, that's what you could have become and didn't. And it's going to be far more painful watching that than the whole Gehenna. What you could have been, and it never happened. So why don't people become? Because they put themselves down 24/7. That's why I'm so into self-esteem like crazy until you're not afraid of the world. People don't go out because they're scared of the world. They think they're not right. I knew two people who were super quiet. They're still on Nevesim. Very quiet, reserved guys. And they turned over worlds. Because it goes... Neich Weinberg told me, what? I was the quietest guy that ever lived. And Neich Weinberg said, you don't believe in Hashem. It's Hashem doing it. It's not you. Anyway, whoever's not going out, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Don't listen to me. But I'm not getting involved either way. I just want to be ma'id or something. I want to at least say mine. I don't want to be makach again. Any Jew, because I did not go out, I'm going to start saying you guys are no good. It's fine. It's fine. But I still want. I said my thing. You never know what will come of it. Thank you for coming. Pleasure to see you.